On today's show, Psychology, Hulu, and You, How to Prime Yourself for Success. Your friend just gets a new car, like a Kia Forte or something, and suddenly you start to see Kia Fortes everywhere, right? Or sometimes, have you ever had that experience where you learn a new word that you've... and then you start to hear it all over the place, right? This is a psychological principle called priming. And basically, it's the principle that you see what you're looking for. If you draw somebody's attention to something, you start to see it more and more. And this is a huge principle for success that, for success or to set you up for failure. So I was watching Hulu the other day, and some ad came on, and I forget what the ad was about because it just made me so freaking angry. It was just, it was talking about how, you know, previous generations had it better than us, and then it, you know, and then it said, you know, you millennials, you had no opportunity in life. And I don't even know what they were advocating for. But what you need to understand is those kinds of ads, it's really propaganda, is priming. It's psychological priming. It's conditioning you to be extra attuned to all the obstacles in your life. And as millennials, we do have obstacles. Every generation has had all kinds of obstacles. But the difference is, when you train yourself to see the things that are holding you back, all you see pretty soon are things that are holding you back. If you want to get ahead, you have to prime yourself for the opposite. You have to start seeing that there's opportunity everywhere. And folks, let me tell you, there is just so much. I was listening to some congressional hearing today. I don't know what it was about, but it was basically the story of this African-American couple in Chicago who bought a 3-bedroom, 2-bed house in Chicago because they went out and got a trade. They learned to cut hair, honestly. They both are just barbers. Well, I say just barbers, but that's really the wrong way to look at it. They have a useful trade that I definitely use all the time. They didn't get educated past sophomore year in high school, and they can get a 3-bed, 2-bath house because they learned a trade. Uber will freaking, if you don't have a car to drive for Uber, Uber will help you rent a car so you can start earning money driving for Uber. I mean, the amount of ways to earn money out there is greater than it ever has been. People are always talking about, you know, the cost of college going up and up, and it's true, it is. It is inflationary. It's probably a bad deal at this point. I don't necessarily recommend going to college. It's out of control. I get that. But you know what's not out of control? It's actually community colleges. Those are still reasonably priced, as like they were 40, 50 years ago. And you can learn a trade, a skill. You can get an IT degree, which will pay, you know, $70,000, $80,000 in most places a year, coming out of community college where you've only gone, you know, for a 2-year degree, $2,000 a, you know, a year or a semester. The point is, if you're willing to be creative, if you're willing to prime yourself to see opportunity, you will see opportunity. And if you prime yourself to see all the obstacles in your life, you will see all the obstacles that face the millennial generation. But let me give you some perspective. Every generation has had obstacles, okay? Every single one. And if you want to take the next step forward in your life, you need to start looking for those opportunities that are out there. Looking, you can learn pretty much any skill on the internet from Udemy for just $10, okay? Forget community college. Just go on to Udemy and learn some new skill for $10. Learn to be a photo editor or a videographer for $10 and start your own freelance business. You can do that. And you can start it on Fiverr. You can set up a Wix page for free and start getting clients for free. There are all kinds of ways. I know people, housewives, who make a couple extra $1,000s a month running social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, for businesses in their local area. Like, it's crazy the different ways you can make extra money, make your own business. All kinds of ways that did not exist 10, 15 years ago that do now, thanks to the dot-com boom and smartphones and the Internet of Things. Like, if you start to see opportunity, I promise you, if you start to look for it, you will see it. Seek and you shall find. But if you're going to believe all this victimization propaganda that our generation is fed, my generation, the millennial generation is fed all the time, frankly, you deserve to fail. Okay? At that point, look, there are people, I don't know what motive to ascribe to them except maliciousness, that want us to think that we have it harder than any generation. Let me tell you, it's the exact opposite. We do have higher housing prices. We do have a lot of student loan debt because a lot of us were tricked into getting a useless college degree. But for all of us, there is more opportunity now than has ever existed before. And I just encourage you to start looking for it, start to chase it, start to take action as you learn about it. And just get out there and get challenged.